Hello. I don't know why I stopped. Hello, voice coaches, family, voiceover people, and friends in general. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
Here we are. Episode 695. And this one is called How to Become a Voice Actor. And the reason that Tina and I both thought this was a great topic is because of I get quite a few comments when I do webinars, and Tina is going to talk about when you do
during classes
with when you're coaching people. I have this thing where people, and I don't know why it's like this. I really don't. Maybe because I've been doing it for so long, but again, I do tend to remember what it's like to be a beginner, someone just starting out. But for some reason, unlike every other industry in the world, people think just because someone complimented their voice, that they can be a voice actor. And here's what I get. When they find out, it's a bit harder than that. And by the way, this is not the hardest thing in the world.
No, absolutely not.
But when they find out it's a bit harder than that, that like everything else in life, you do have to learn how to be a voice actor, they're disappointed. I have people said that. I'm very disappointed that I learned during your webinar that this is harder than I thought. And I'm like, so you were upset that you learned about reality?
Like,
you know, for anyone who tells you just be a voice actor, they're not telling you the truth. And they're probably a reason they're telling you that, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe they're telling you something, or I don't know, but right?
I think a lot of people think it is just give me the piece of paper to read. That's it. That's all you're doing.
Yeah.
That's it. That, so that is where there's more to it.
Yeah.
There is a little more to
it. Well, you know, I'm not surprised anymore during my webinar. I was when it first started happening because I was like, this is interesting. People are coming to an intro to voiceovers. And then, but they're surprised that they need to learn something about this.
Yeah.
But they're here, right? But it must be even more interesting for you because they're actually in a voiceover program, getting voice coaching, coming through an all-inclusive voiceover coaching program, and they're still surprised.
And I'm still going to go back. A lot of them are just like, well, I'm just going to read this. I'm like, when we get to our second class, when we get into talking about techniques, you know, and just different ways to be creative and conversational, that's when they, it is that light bulb that just goes, wow, I just really thought I was just going to read. And they like, they want to hear my voice, me read that paragraph. And that's it. Now you got to add a little more to it. You know, so that's what it is. It's crazy. Sometimes it is crazy.
I think you have to think of it like this. This is an industry where you can make a lot of money for a very small amount of time.
Yes.
And so if you think of it that way, you have to also think, okay, well, then it can't be just me. Like, I can't just be a voice actor and make, like, I'll give you an example. 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday, I had to work Wednesday night, but a local bar, very local bar called me and said, hey, we're going to do a commercial. Could you do it today? And I was like, well, and they called me like 11 o'clock in the morning. And I said, well, I work, but I do have time during the day. And fortunately for me, they said, can you do it? I say, I can do it from home.
Yeah.
So they gave me the script. We talked a little bit about the script anyway. They paid me $500 and I finished the spot in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, $500 in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
For a local job. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about that. In theory, that's $2,000 an hour.
Yeah.
Right? So what industry could you make $2,000 an hour and not know how to do the job?
That's right.
So you have to really think of it that way. I'm not shocked that people don't realize that there's more to it. I understand. It's like every industry. But that's the thing. For me, I know that if I was to take any class on anything, it could be accounting, it could be anything, I would know that, oh, there's going to be more to this than I think. Or there's probably, I would have to dive into this more. One class is not going to be enough. One webinar is not going to be enough. I'm definitely going to have to learn more about this. So what surprises me is the disappointment. That's what surprises me, the disappointment. I think you should look at it in a different way. I think it should be, oh, cool. Not everyone can be a voice actor. If I learn how to be a voice actor, that means I'll be the one making money while all these other people are like, think they can just do it.
Yeah.
Like, you should look at it that way. You shouldn't be, by the way, you want to be part of an industry that anyone can do at any time? That's not, what industry is that, by the way?
No,
But if anyone can do it, what makes you special?
Yeah.
Right? What makes you, you know, it's just not quite how it is. And so I don't know. I'm just always, and I mean, I have people say right to me, I'm just so disappointed. I just thought I could just.
The word of disappointment now that you're, you know, you're saying to me, it is shocking to hear that, yeah. You know, so I think on when I get students who, when we do that, when we get to that class, second class and going over techniques, that's where they come in, not saying they're disappointed, but just saying, I didn't realize there's much more to this than just me reading a paragraph, mm-hmm. You know. So, but
disappointed is horrible. Yeah, and I've had you know, not. By the way, this is in the last week. I had one person in particular mm-hmm. say how disappointed he was to find out that that this is a little bit harder than he thought. Mm-hmm. That there's more to it.
Yeah,
and I was like, but I don't. Why would you be disappointed? Like, first of all, like you could go. Like, let's just take like a. What people consider a basic job. Mm-hmm. Like if you just got a job at a grocery store and they're going to put you on the register, mm-hmm. they actually teach you how to use the register. They yes. don't go do that.
Yeah,
You're like, what? Like, no, you have hands, mm-hmm. you have fingers. You could use the register, but you don't know how to use the register.
Yeah.
You are going to learn how to use it. And that's just like what we consider like a basic job. I was running a register when I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I still had to learn how to do it. They yeah. still taught me how to do it when I worked at Price Chopper.
Oh, that was, yeah, same with me.
Yeah. So to think that, oh, this is actually an easier mm-hmm. job than a 15-year-old's job at Price mm-hmm. Chopper, to me, is a bit more shocking than, you know, it's like, come on. What, you know, it's not the hardest job in the world, but... And in my opinion, it's the best job in the world.
Yeah.
But you still have to learn how to do it.
No, absolutely. I mean, if you just think about when you are listening to something, a piece of voiceover work, it is not, yes, some of them will be, you know, you're just reading a line, but there's more to it. You know, you're hearing emotions. You got to be able to bring in emotions out. You got to be able to read. That's that's the biggest thing, you know. But it is those techniques. It's not just, here's that piece of paper.
Yeah. Yep. And so, and you can tell, mm-hmm. I mean, you can tell even on like, even on social media, like I'll hear mm-hmm. people like as people count that is very funny. They're like, but I do voiceovers for my Instagram. It's like, yeah. It's your Instagram. And by the way, I know I can tell that you're doing the voiceover for your Instagram because it's not great. Like you hear people, there's someone out there in particular. I actually had to stop following the person. I had to.
Oh.
She's like a self-help person mm-hmm. and she clearly has had zero voice training in her entire life. And she's doing voiceovers for her videos and they are bad.
Yeah.
Like where I'm like, oh my Lord, this person sounds like she's reading every, and mm-hmm. by the way, you could tell she probably wrote the script herself and she still sounds like she's reading.
She's still reading. Yeah.
It's so bad. I'm like, oh wow. I almost reached out to her. I was almost like, listen,
I'll offer you free training.
Yeah. We need to talk because I actually unfollowed her at a certain point. Cause I was trying to support, trying to support her. I was always liking everything. And then I got to a point where I'm like, she's doing herself a disservice here mm-hmm. because she sounds so bad. And I said, I finally unfollowed her. I'm like, I can't. Like, I can't do
no
it.
No more. I can't do it. I absolutely can't.
I cannot continue to listen to this. You know, I can't. So yeah, I just know that it's not the hardest job in the world.
No, no.
And I always compare it to like being a barber, which I'm going to say, mm-hmm. I'm sure there's way more techniques mm-hmm. to being a barber, by the way.
Yeah.
But I just compare it to being a barber as in like you would never just go out and cut hair. Like you know how like you've cut your maybe you cut your dad's hair at home.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you cut your brother's hair at home. Maybe you cut your I'm using men mm-hmm. by the way because no woman's letting anyone just cut their hair at home. You know, like guys don't care. Like, guys are like yeah, just cut my hair.
Yeah.
For the most part, you know. But you might have cut someone's hair at home and they mm-hmm. might have said, "Oh, it looks good." Do you at that point think you should be a barber or a hairdresser?
Set up shop. Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, right. I mean, do you think that?
No.
Like you're just going to, oh, I'm going to go work at mm-hmm. Supercuts, whatever it is.
You have to learn. You have to learn your profession. And that's the same with voice acting. You've got to learn. That's all.
Yeah. It's not the hardest job in the world. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take a ton of time to learn it either. I don't think. I mean, everyone's different. I want to be clear about that.
No.
Some people take a little longer mm-hmm. than others. That's fine. But you do have to, like I always say, when we hire a voice actor here, mm-hmm. we actually expect you to be a voice actor. We're not paying you so we can show you how to do your job. That's like the opposite of reality, right? Like when you get hired as something, you're getting hired because of your expertise in that profession. And here it would be voiceovers. So that's something to really know is like, do we hire beginners? Absolutely. We hire beginners all the time, but we hire beginners we know are professionals. Like we just know because we heard their demo, we chat with them on the phone. They say, hey, I trained here, or maybe they worked with us, who knows? That's who we hire. We'll hire beginners, but we hire educated beginners, people who know what they're doing. We don't, producers, clients. And then, you know, and I want to address this too, because I've gotten this. No, I understand what you're saying. I know I should, but I'm not looking to do this full time. I'm just looking to do this part time. And I go, no. Everyone, first of all, you should absolutely start off doing this part time.
Oh, yes.
I would never tell anyone, quit your job, get into voiceovers.
Yeah, no.
If you're desperate, if you're coming at this from a desperate point of view, like you've lost your job and you need money now, go find another job first. It's not voiceovers. You're running a little small business here, and maybe you'll make money in a couple weeks, but you might not. It might take you a month, 2 months, three months to really get that voiceover business going.
I think that's
after you educate yourself, by the way.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't look at this as a get rich quick. It's not.
No.
It's okay. Not. You're not going to be discovered. You're not going to break in. That's not how this works. It's an awesome industry once you get into it. But again, you're running a little small business. So just know that. You know, this isn't, I tell people, you have to know what you're doing, and don't think that people are going to hire you. You can't talk your way into a job. That's another thing people try to do. Like, yeah, but I've done this. Cool. Send me your demo. Oh, I don't have a demo. Cool. I don't know what to say. You're not talking your way into this job.
No, that's not happening. Absolutely not.
So always just be professional, understand your job. And even if you're doing this part-time, we don't care. Like, we're not going, oh, he's only doing a part-time, so this can suck.
Yeah. No.
And a client doesn't think that. Client doesn't care whether you're doing a part-time, full-time, just supplemental, retirement. They don't care. What they do care about is how good is that voiceover going to be.
Yeah.
So you saying things like, oh, I only want to do this once in a while, that doesn't mean anything to the client. They still want it to be as good as someone who does it full-time.
Yes.
So you still have to have the skills to do it. That's all. And it's not the hardest thing to learn. That's for sure. But
No. And when we get into that second class, I do say a lot of times to the students, these are simple techniques that you've probably been doing them, but you never pay attention to it because it's just a natural way of life.
Right.
Now we're just drawing a little more attention to it because now we just got to tweak things.
Right. You have to utilize what you do in conversation, which you do naturally, but then you have to put it into your read, which we don't do naturally because we've been taught to read just incorrectly our whole educational lives, basically. You know, stop at periods, pause at commas, come a little above, you do this. This is what you're doing when you're reading. You know, you take a deep breath. You know, these are things that aren't very useful in voiceovers.
No.
You know, you want to sound like you're talking. So it's just a matter of getting you there and utilizing the three major differences. So, yeah. So we just wanted to touch on that because I do get quite a bit of it. I really do. Even in person, like I did an in-person voiceover workshop not too long ago in outside of Philadelphia. And you could see there, you can see it. Like when I'm in a webinar, I can't see the people.
Yeah.
You could see the color draining out of people's faces as the class goes on and they realize, oh, wow.
Yeah.
There's more to this. And some people are excited by it.
Yeah. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Some people are excited by it. But you can see the people who aren't.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're folding their arms and they're like, I don't, you know what? I've had someone say this at the end. They say, this isn't for me. I did not realize I had to do anything, which is a wild thing to say. I didn't realize I had to do anything.
I've never heard that.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I've had people say that. And I'm always like, wow, okay. Yeah.
All right. At least they realized it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but no, that's why we do suggest taking the webinar, doing the webinar, just to get an idea, you know, just to see, right? Well, you explain it all, you go right into it, and then we just get into the classes, we fine tune it.
Yep, you got it. Awesome. So I hope that was helpful to those of you who are maybe thinking about jumping into voiceovers and wondering, hey, how do I do it? Again, I think there's kind of one order to this and one order only is education, demo, work. Okay. Those three things really are kind of the order. Education, demo, work. So first step, either go to like an intro, something like that. So you can, again, just dip your toe in and say, hey, is this for me? But after that, you want to get a voice coach. You want to get a network quality demo, and then you start marketing yourself. And when I say voice coaching, I do believe that when you work with someone, not only should they show you the techniques, not only should they teach you how to be a voice actor, I think there should be some marketing involved there. They should teach you how to market yourself. Beware. Mm-hmm. Let me say this. This is something I don't have a lot of absolutes in this industry. Mm-hmm. I don't, because I think life in general, right?
Yeah, no.
But here's one. Be very careful of anyone who says, if you get voice coaching with me, I'll get you a job. That is not a thing. Just so you know, that is not, I will come right out and say that is a lie.
Yeah.
And I actually know that I know someone who's been through that and they told me how it worked. Cause I'm like, why are they saying this? I don't know why they're saying this. This can't be true because I could never get every single person I ever work with a voiceover job. We teach them how to go out and get voiceover jobs.
Yeah.
And so I met someone who actually did that, went through one of those people who say that. And she said, so it's like a little trick. She said, once you're done, they get you, and she put job in quotations with her fingers. Mm-hmm. They get you a job reading for the blind, which is a volunteer position that anyone can get. You don't have to be a voice actor. So it's a little trick because first of all, volunteer is not a job. To me, a job is where you get paid. And so what they do is they set you up with whatever that organization or whatever town
which
it is.
Which is a great organization. It's a great, absolutely.
And there's nothing wrong with it.
No.
But it's not a job.
It's not a paid gig.
And you didn't need them to get that for you. You could have gotten that yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't listen. Those people are that's one absolute I always say is anyone who says if you get voice coding with me, I'll get you a job is lying to you.
Yeah.
They're just lying. So
I think that's a great
Be careful of that. Mm-hmm. Someone who's coaching you as a voice actor should be your coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They shouldn't be promising you.
No, absolutely things. Not.
They should teach you how to get work for sure. They should teach you the marketing aspect of this because you will need it, but they're not going to go out and get you work. And that's just not a real statement.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah. All right, cool. So I want to, again, thank everybody very much for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Tina.
And I guess we'll give out our information again. We do it every episode, right?
Yep.
John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
And again, shoot us an email if you have any comments, questions, or you have ideas for episodes, or maybe you want to be interviewed.
Yes.
All right. We out.